we're seeing this across the country. It's not exclusively a Delaware issue. Aetna is no longer participating in the marketplace, period.
And I guess that makes it a little bit more difficult for the Delaware Insurance Commissioner to specifically address this, because it's such a dependent on Washington thing.
You're absolutely right. Commissioner Navarro's priority is ensuring Delaware consumers have access to health care, and now nearly 12,000 people are potentially left without insurance for 2018. And while the department's funneling its resources into addressing the situation, the gridlock in Washington further complicates the matter.
So what, if any, steps can Trinidad take?
Well, we have a consumer services division that the public is free to call and contact them if they have any questions regarding Aetna's departure. The department is also working closely with the federal delegation and urging them to pay out on the risk corridor payments and pay them back retroactively. But our number one issue with respect to the federal delegation is urging them to express to Congress to continue funding cost-sharing reduction payments to assist insureds in paying for their health insurance.
And that affects companies here. I guess there's only one company that remains here.
Correct, yeah. Now there's Highmark is the only company left on the exchange in Delaware for 2018.
And so ideally this would be a kind of robust marketplace. I guess it's not really a marketplace with only one provider. It kind of defeats the purpose of the whole idea of the Affordable Care Act and these exchanges, right?
Yeah, a healthy market stems from a competitive market, and that's the only way a market can be affordable and accessible to members of the public. This issue has been a long time coming. We took office in January, and since day one, we have been meeting with many health insurance carriers, trying to attract them to come and write in Delaware. But given the uncertainty amid the future of the Affordable Care Act and the political instability in Washington, companies are very hesitant to expand their footprint in the individual market.
Yeah, because it's just really difficult to predict the future and what the market will look like whenever what happens in D.C. gets done or doesn't get done. It's hard to predict.
You're right, Mark. The future of individual health insurance really depends a lot on what happens at the federal level. Presently, the ACA is hemorrhaging under the duress of Washington's political tactics, and whether or not it is rescued depends really on if Congress and the executive branch are able to come together to fix the Affordable Care Act and act in the best interest of the American people.
Have you heard from consumers, from people who were insured under Aetna and now are going to be kind of, scrambling to figure out what to do next?
Absolutely. This situation is the department's number one focus and number one priority, and since announcing Aetna's departure late Wednesday evening, the department has been fielding multiple calls up and down the state from consumers who have been insured under Aetna and are concerned what the future holds for them.
And I guess what the folks who answer the phone, what do you say? How do you respond to that, to those calls?
Well, we're this is still a developing situation as to what is going to happen. All the consumer services people can do is advise the consumers what they can do now and what they can do through the enrollment period, with Highmark being the only insurer intending to stay on the market in 2018 in Delaware. Fortunately, we are able to advise them that under the continuation of benefits, if a consumer has a pre-existing condition, after the coverage expires on at the end of calendar year, plan year 2017, as long as a consumer with a pre-existing condition is being treated with a provider for that pre-existing condition, for a certain period of time after coverage is no longer in effect, they will be able to have that pre-existing condition treated and covered.
It'll still count as you had coverage for it.
Right. Correct. Okay. We're still working on the timeline, on the time frame for the continuation of benefits, but fortunately we're able to give some good news in this regard.
Right.
We are going to, the public should know that the department will be talking with and meeting with Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Delaware and its leadership over the next several days with respect to Delaware's exchange and Highmark's participation. So we're active in addition to working with the federal delegation and opening up the consumer services division to the public. We will be working with Highmark to do whatever we can to address the situation.
And so if people have questions about this, where should they go?
Consumers who have questions regarding Aetna's departure and the Affordable Care Act in general are encouraged to contact the Delaware Department of Insurance at 1-800-282-8611 or 302-674-7300. They can also contact the department by email at doi_consumer_resource@state.de.us.
All right, terrific. Vince, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, Mark.